Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
I think a lot of entrepreneurship and even personal growth is training yourself on how you respond to hard. Because in the early days, hard was, ooh, stop. This is a warning sign. This is a red flag. I should slow down or I should pivot. But the more I think about it as a competitive landscape, as I'm clear on what this path is supposed to look like, I get happier about the harder it is because I know that no one else will follow. And I think if you can shift from this is hard to no one else will be able to do this, then it flips from being this thing that you're like, oh, poor me, to oh, poor everyone else who's going to have to f***ing try.
Find something difficult to do. You need that. You're not built for comfort or pleasure. Like, if that comes along, good. You know, if you have a day where you're comfortable and there's some things around you that give pleasure, have some sense and enjoy it. But don't be thinking that's what your life is aimed at.
One of the things for people who are not where they want to be is that they have pain, like oodles of pain. And I remember when I was starting out, I was looking for passion. I was looking for purpose. I was like, I just want to find something that I'm motivated by. But it's the cat and the cheese. It's like we're looking for cheese, but we have all these cat behind us, and all we have to do is look and remember that they're behind us and chasing us. And so if you have the cat and you're staying in your current situation, you're being used by the cat, right? You're being used by the business owner who, you know, it doesn't treat you well and is, you know, and you're in this job that you don't really want to be in, right? Or you're being used by the situation or the context of the relationship that you're in with the girl that you're like not that into, right? Versus saying like, this is terrible. And because of this terribleness, I now have something that I can run away from. And then like, rather than not looking at the knife or trying to take painkillers to not feel the pain, like completely sobering up, taking the knife and twisting it in your own heart and being like, I'm gonna fucking do something about this. It's not avoiding pain. It's choosing from the very beginning, the alchemy, which is like, you have these terrible situations. It's like, and you have the opportunity to turn them into magic and skip or shortcut all the growth you're going to have in a really short period of time simply by twisting the knife and being like, I'm going to do something about it.
If you do what is easy, complain about your situation, your circumstances. If you do what is easy, stand around and be a volunteer victim like everybody else. If you do what is easy, surrender and give up on your dreams, become depressed and bitter and angry. Anybody can do that. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, keep coming back again and again and again. If you do what is hard, approaching strangers, talking to people in shopping malls, get up dressed every day, going out prospecting, knowing some way, somehow, with a spirit of expectation, somebody's out here looking for an opportunity. And if you do that over and over and over again, somebody's going to show up. Somebody's going to say, I'm the one.
You say the emotionally immature man seeks out motivation to do something hard one time. The emotionally mature man uses discipline to do something hard 1,000 times. Why is emotional maturity related to motivation and discipline?
Because when you have emotional maturity, you realize that some days you're not going to sleep well. Some days you're going to wake up and you've got your schedule and everything's planned out and the poop hits the fan. And whether things go well or not that day, the emotionally mature man will still do what he has to do to stack his wins, to focus on his purpose. Whereas the emotionally immature man will say, well, I didn't sleep well, I had nightmares, so I'll stay in bed. It's raining outside, it's cold outside, I don't feel good. You have to stay the course no matter what. And it takes a high level of emotional maturity because your emotions dictate your motion, like what you're gonna do. And so if you have emotional maturity, you're more likely to lean into discipline when things are suboptimal. If you lack emotional maturity, then how you feel determines what you do next, which is very damaging to outcome-driven humans.
it's easy to give up.
You know,
Easy. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. I'm done. I ain't going. Oh, yeah. I ain't going to keep going.
Yeah,
I don't feel like going to work. I'm done.
Yeah, man.
It's easy. It's very easy. But what's hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm going to do the same thing again today, but I'm going to try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. To get up every day and give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. Mm-hmm. That's a real grind.
Freud said, in retrospect, the struggle will strike you as most beautiful. Like the years of struggle will strike you as most beautiful. And it's true. You think about the worst moments of your life from earlier. Now they're integrated into who you are. And in some ways, we understand that we couldn't and wouldn't be where we are without those things. Not only is that true in a positive way, but it's also just true in how the mind works. Like, this is what cognitive dissonance does. It works on you in a way that makes this thing for the best, even if it wasn't for the best. Like, we're so worried about, like, will I regret it? You won't regret it because you actually don't have that many regrets at all. The mind is pretty good at minimizing that feeling of regret. We convince ourselves that what happened was for the best. So we know this is almost certainly where we're going to end up. And so why torture yourself in the interim, right? Why not give yourself some of that grace now?
Go do something that's hard. Go try and accomplish something that's hard. You may win, you may lose, you may succeed, you may fail. I'll tell you what, you'll be better. If you avoid those things that are hard, if you don't accept that challenge, if you don't step up and step into that cold water, I can tell you this is not a good move. This is not a good move. Don't do that. Don't do that. Just get up. Move towards that challenge, whatever that challenge is. Move towards that challenge and go attack it. And you may be successful and you may not be successful, but you will be better. And the next challenge, you're going to be more prepared for. And the next challenge after that, you're going to be even more prepared for.
It's supposed to be hard. Everything worth pursuing comes with a little pain. The trick is not minding that it hurts.
This is great. Scene in Lawrence of Arabia where a guy pulls out a match, lights it up and puts it out with his fingers, doesn't even wince. This other guy watching him is like, oh, let me try that. Pulls out the match, lights it up, puts his fingers on it, goes, ah, it hurts. What's the trick? And Lawrence goes, the trick is not minding that it hurts. And it's like, that is such a brilliant scene. And that applies to almost everything. Like, there is a cost to pay for almost anything. And a trick in almost any endeavor in life is figuring out what the cost is and just being willing to pay it.
I know it's hard and it's overwhelming, and changing your life is not easy. So here's what I want to challenge you to do this week. Pick one or two things that you can change. And as you master them, pick one or two more. And then do one or two more. And then one or two more.
It's easier said than done. It's too hard. Well, it's supposed to be fucking hard. Look, If growing stronger and building muscle were fucking easy, there would be no growth if there was no challenge. And that's my invitation to you, is to realize that it's supposed to be fucking hard. It's supposed to be difficult. If it wasn't difficult, then there'd be no growth. There would be no resistance. There'd be nothing to force you to grow stronger with. And that's why I say the most important reason, the most important thing, the most important gift that you receive by taking action in the direction of your dreams is not attaining your fucking dream. It's you growing stronger and becoming a stronger version of yourself through the challenges, through the resistance, and because it's hard.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
What the hell does fair have to do with it? I got a big news flash for you, Tammy. Life isn't fair. You're going to have to scrape and claw for everything you want, just like the rest of us. But you haven't done one single thing to make it better. You know, you can't just bitch and moan and expect to change.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. everything worth doing is hard. And the more worth doing it harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
Being bullied, coming from nothing, learning disability, messed up foundation. Life isn't fair at all. At all. So what are you gonna do about it? I knew that no one was coming back to help me. No one was gonna miracle me to be somebody special. All my situations were on me now. It's solely on me.
Look, that test might not go away. That pain might not go away. That fight might not go away. You are a warrior. It's time for you not to back up, not to give in. I know it's challenging. I know you've never gone through this much pain before. I know you've never been tested like this. I don't know if I can make it. Look, warrior, it's time to do what warriors do, baby.
Life isn't fair, is it? Doesn't appear to be very fair.
I don't even know if that's what we want. Now, what are we built for?
Because, dude, the reality is life is hard, man. We're going to be hit so many times with unexpected hardships. And these unexpected hardships, for most people, crumble them. And the reason they crumble them is because they lack the ability to operate during hard times.
Man, it's tough duty to win the fair fights. And there's a lot of unfair fights out there. And why do I want to spend my time, if I got 24 hours a day, picking unfair fights when I'm going to be busting my ass to win the fair ones?
Life can be kind of difficult. You don't really know sometimes where you're headed. Nobody kind of gives you any kind of guidance in this world.
One of the things that makes life more difficult for us is that we expect it to be easy.
Does demanding that it should be fair make you stronger? Does saying that that person started further ahead of you in any way benefit you? No, because your actions are entirely independent from them.
No, it's hard. Life is hard. And you could either fold or you could get after it.
Some of y'all, you like, E.T., I'm frustrated. I can't take another loss. Listen to me. Can you just survive today?
I call it the Rocky cutscene, and almost every successful person that I have ever encountered has gone through not a month or a year, but many years of doing work without reward, where they have to do things that other people find boring, and they have to sacrifice things that everyone finds interesting, and they basically sacrifice a season of other things that they would prefer to do stuff that they would not prefer to do because of the one thing they want most.
Look, life is hard, and there is suffering, but you're not alone. There is a way out, and there is light out there, and it is good, but you gotta hang in there. You gotta never give up, and you gotta remember that you are never out of the fight.
This was a hard journey. I will not make any excuses for my failures out here, because to do so would deprive me of my victories. Am I disappointed with the outcome? Yes. But am I content with myself? Absolutely.
It was never designed to be easy. Life was given for a reason. We exist for a reason. We were put on this earth to do great things. But the challenges, ladies and gentlemen, the challenges had to happen. They must happen. They will happen. But we must carry on.
If I'm gonna hurt like this, if I'm gonna bleed like this, if I'm gonna cry like this, let me cry because I'm in the best shape of my life. Let me cry because I'm conditioned to weather the uphill war. Let me cry because I'm building my relationship. I'm building my business. I'm building my legacy. Let me cry because it hurt, but there is a reward on the other end of my pain. Let me cry tears because I passed the test, because I gave it everything I had. Everything in life comes with hardship. Make a decision. Will you choose the pain that hurts you or the pain that changes you? Consider this your wake-up call.
It was on me. And that's the thing you have to realize. Everything you do, you may have some support, you may not, but it's on you. You have to make the decision whether you want to be a badass or whether you just want to be mediocre and everything's okay. But being a badass hurts. real bad. Life isn't fair. We have to understand that. It shouldn't be fair. It's a trial ground. It's a testing ground. It's built to make us harder. It's built to make us as strong as we can, to test us, to drive us. So mentality is the only thing that gets us through life. But this is the thing, though. It's easier said than done.
Right.
On the other end of suffering is a life that many people don't know even exists. It's a beautiful world. We all live in this world where our brains are keeping us in this box. Outside that box, on the other edge of suffering, is a world that's endless of opportunity. But we are afraid to go outside that box because in that box, it's comfortable. Outside that box, man, God gives you a shovel and says, man, start digging. That's not fun.
So I think part of the challenges in life is a lot of us are running around half-assing ourselves, half-fooling ourselves, not full of ourselves, not studying ourselves enough, not holding ourselves to task enough, not patting our own self on the back when we do get what we want enough, not cracking our own whip on our backside when we do get out of line even though we knew better. I wish we were more full of ourselves that way.
But understand this, life is hard. No matter who you are, there are bumps and hits and bruises along the way. And my advice is to prepare yourself. Success and achievement come from overcoming adversity.
Life is hard. See, it's hard when you are 49 years old, been working on a job for 17 years, and they come in and tell you you're finished and give you 1 week severance pay. And you got to start all over again. It's hard when you're married and raising children and your children are crawling and your husband dies unexpectedly. It's hard handling just the tragedies of life. It's hard when you're working on something and you put everything you have in it and it doesn't work. You lose your money and other people's money. It's hard. You will go through things, and while you're going through them, you can't understand why it's happening to you. But after you go through it, you get back and you look at it and you say, oh, now I understand why I needed that lesson.
At some juncture, you will encounter pain. And the moment that you get acquainted with pain, you get acquainted with hardship. You realize that no matter what you do, no matter how much you study, no matter how much you plan, you will not be able to avoid a measure of pain. If you want this thing, I don't care what it is, then you're going to have to get acquainted with pain, the pain of discipline, the pain of growth, the pain of learning, the pain of giving, the pain of forgiving. It all hurts. So pick your pain, choose your heart.
But getting knocked down or getting knocked back doesn't mean you stop living. It doesn't mean you stop growing. It doesn't mean you don't carry on. But I dare you to go the hard way. I dare you to go down that path that many refuse to go. I dare you to show up and show the world that you have something that is special and unique about you. I dare you to show the world something they ain't never seen before about you. I dare you to stand up. I dare you to breathe life into your purpose. I dare you to do it.
There's always someone out there working harder than you. I'm haunted by that motherfucker.
Just getting started. Come on, somebody out there sitting working harder than you.
Monday, get better. Tuesday, get better. Wednesday, get better.
I have to ask this guy. Like, I have to understand, like, why he works like that.
Right.
So after the game, I'm like, hey, Kobe, like, why were you in the gym for so long? He's like, because I saw you come in. And I wanted you to know that it doesn't matter how hard you work, that I'm willing to work harder than you.
You got to be the hardest workers in the room. No one will outwork me. No one. I don't give a fuck who is in front of me. They're not going to stop me. Yeah, at some point, you got to be f***ing tired of not being number one. You have to be, and you got to f***ing play angry.
Dedication. Hard work. Dedication. Hard work. I'm a one-man army. One-man army. The world can go against me. I'm still coming on top.
You have to pay the price. And not only do you have to pay the price, you got to pay the price well, meaning the actions you take have to be executed at a high level. Like, this is not that hard to understand. You just don't want to understand it. You want it to be that you can off half the time and still get where you want to go. And that just doesn't work. The mentality should be like this. How the do I get there? Period.
Bro, you gotta fucking stop. You gotta stop with all this I can't catch a break bullshit. All the time you're complaining, you could be instead hustling. You could be instead chasing your dream. You could be instead figuring out what you're doing wrong, trying to improve certain aspects of your life, getting your shit together, reading a book, meditating, something. Fucking something.
You've gotta put in the work when nobody cares. There's only one person who has to care. That's you.
You gave me an opportunity to reinvent myself. You gave me an opportunity to come out of my grave that you put me in. You left me for dead. I'm coming out alive.
There's a price tag to success. You don't just get it overnight. You got to earn it the right way.
You need to work harder. You have to suffer a little bit. You have to put yourself in a state of discomfort. Growth shouldn't be easy. Stop looking for shortcuts. Stop looking to make things a breeze. You've got to learn to suffer. You've got to put yourself in a bit of an uncomfortable position.
And you may not feel qualified. You may not feel like you are educated enough. You may not feel like you're connected enough. You may not think that enough people are aware of you, cognizant of you, because you don't have a blue check and you're not a celebrity yet. But you got to work hard in silence. You gotta work when nobody's watching.
I will do the work when I'm tired. I will do the work even if I'm sick. I will do the work even if I didn't sleep well. I will do the work even if I don't feel like it. I will do the work if it's cold outside. I will do the work if it's too hot. I will do the work if no one else wants to do it with me, because I am driven by purpose.
People want to, they want to jump from day one to day 10 by getting some big seed money or big investment. And dude, I don't care how much money I've made. I try to pretend like I'm broke every single day in the way that I think, because it forces me to create new solutions and innovate in my brain. It's about taking an idea. It's about executing on the idea. And it's not about having the perfect plan. It's about your ability to adjust and create and improvise your way through this path.
Even though you may feel stuck, even though you may feel hopeless, you're not broken. You have patterns of thinking and patterns of behavior that are broken for where you are and where you want to go in life. When you start to think about changing your life through the lens of just looking for patterns, breaking them and replacing them, it becomes less personal.
Hard work is the goal. And so it's not like work hard so that X, because as soon as you have a so that, then the X is the thing. But if the goal is to work as hard as you possibly can, then the only real output we have is who we become along the way.
The most important question to ask is, what pain do you want in your life? What are you willing to struggle for? Anything worthwhile is going to require some degree of pain and struggle. So, if you're oriented toward the pain and the struggle, you're probably going to be more aligned with what you're capable of accomplishing, rather than if you just orient toward the pleasures.
No fundamental secret here. It's called hard work and sweat. If you had that and you're willing to provide that in exchange for a better life, well, everyone will make that deal with you. If you're willing to give up that for pride, accomplishment, feeling of self-worth, if you're willing to make that transaction, Miami Fitness is your bank. And it's open every single day for your transactions. Make your deposits every fucking day. Pay your dues. I'm the person you want to be. It's the easiest fucking equation in the world.
Success leaves clues. There are millions of people in the world seeing grand success, and they're dropping breadcrumbs every fucking day. You just got to pay attention to the steps. They're showing you a path to a better future. They're showing you a path to your goals and aspirations. You just got to believe in you. You gotta be willing to say one day and then work as hard as you fucking can every day in order to make it happen. Because everything you want is in your mind. Everything that you want to achieve, you can do. You just gotta be willing to speak it. You gotta be willing to say it out loud. You gotta be willing to yell it into the fucking universe and then work towards it.
people say, "I must be nice for you." And you go, dude, fuck you. Like, if you could have seen how much criticism and hard work and lonely nights and all of this stuff when nobody was watching and I was unsure of myself, chronically miserable, and I criticized and all my friends took the piss out of me and I did all of these things. I had to go through all of that for you to now say, must be nice.
Time is the currency we're playing with in every moment of our lives. It's the center point of our influence. I talk about the roulette table of my life. It's the frame I think through where we wake up in the morning with these 24 chips. If you spend 8 hours sleeping, you wake up with 16 chips left. And how you place those chips on this roulette table that sits in front of us just before the wheel spins every day determines all of our outcomes in our lives. So I've chosen now to allocate 2 chips to this little piece here called fitness. The roulette table spins and I get my returns. As I went down that chapter, I realized that in the context of time and death, and time management, the most important question to answer, the fundamental, is discipline. How can I allocate more of these chips to the things that are in line with my values? Where does this thing called discipline come from if it underpins everything we do?
Because I believed that I can be a leading man. I believed that I could be another Clint Eastwood or another Burt Reynolds or another Warren Beatty or whatever those characters were, Charles Bronson and so on. I believed that I could be those people. I said, there's enough room on that ladder that I can fit up there. And I looked back again and learned from what I learned in sports. In my case, in bodybuilding. It's all about the hard work that you put in.
Being the hardest worker in the room is about actually learning how to walk the walk when everyone else just wants to talk the talk. It's understanding that you are going to be exhausted and alone and in pain and struggling for years with no support, with no cheerleading squad, and nobody patting you on the back. This game isn't for everybody. But if you're willing to go through that pain and if you're willing to do the goddamn work, then you can put that badge on and call yourself the hardest worker in the room.
We don't rise to the standards we have when others are watching. We fall to the standards we have when no one is watching. The only work that really matters is the work that no one sees. It shows you who you really are rather than who you say you are.
Listen up. I know you're tired. I know you want to give up. I know your mind is drained. I know your body feels weak. But you gotta understand, there's so much more to you. There's so much greatness to you. There's so much realness to you. Don't quit now. Go get that work done. Earn your keep on this day and conduct your business.
Let me tell you something, my friend. The cause of your downfall will be because of you. Nobody else but you. You keep looking around, trying to place blame on things, people, everything else, instead of looking in the mirror at oneself and looking at who caused this in the first place. You close the door on yourself because you are afraid to look within yourself and see who did it, my friend. You are the one, but you have the key to unlock that door and become something more.
Because the truth is this. That one day, that goal, that dream, that reality that you crave so badly is going to come with a price. Now, are you willing to pay it?